let's find out what people have to say about switching off.
The first one is columnist Amanda Plattel.
But I cannot switch off. I just can't. And I seem to be getting worse and worse as I get older. And when I was first asked to think about this idea, I was sitting there with Radio 4, which I listen to as soon as I get up. That's the alarm. Waiting for the political interview in the morning. I was writing my column. I had LBC on another radio on the desk because I was about to do an interview with them, trying to crib up on the story I was supposed to be talking about. And the phone rang, and I had a spaghetti bolognese cooking downstairs because I was having 10 people to dinner that night. And I just thought, this is insane. You know, I've lost my sense of balance, I think.
Here's Kaz. He has a holiday home in Greece.
Switch off. That's something I can do really easily, especially when I go on holiday to Greece. The blue sky, the blue sea, the warm sunshine, and the lovely food just help me drift away. I forget all my worries. I have no computers. I have nothing to think about. I don't even switch on the radio. There's certainly no television. And I just relax and float away.
John also finds it easy to switch off completely.
I used to find it almost impossible to switch off. But as I've got older, the one thing that has got better in my life is that I am able to switch off. And in fact, even if I've had a stressful day at work, I am able to put aside memories of the working day when I get home and completely switch off. I have no problem at all with that. Even more so when I go on holiday, within the first 2 days, I've almost forgotten everything about my life at home and life at work. So I can really switch off completely and immerse myself in what's going on around me during the holiday.